Leah Chase loves New Orleans, and she is known across the country as the queen of Creole cooking. She served her famous gumbo Zaire every Holy Thursday for more than 50 years from the kitchen of her restaurant, Dookie Chase. These days, though, Chase is living in a FEMA trailer and trying to rebuild the restaurant that was destroyed by some 5 feet of water during Hurricane Katrina. Today, though, Leah Chase is happily back in the kitchen, even if it's not her own, continuing the Easter tradition. She's serving gumbo to friends and fans who have gathered to support her, paying up to $500 for a bowl of the green gumbo. Every penny of the sales today will go to rebuilding Dookie Chase. Leah Chase was kind enough to take a break from the cooking this afternoon. She joins us by phone from the kitchens of Muriel's Restaurant in the French Quarter. Ms. Chase, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. This is some day.
How happy are you to be back in the kitchen today cooking your gumbo?
I am so happy. It is so wonderful. But the most important thing, you should see this. You would not believe it. Everybody in this city has been through these doors.
Really?
Everybody, up from uptown, everybody, the politicians, the teachers, everybody has, judges, everybody has been through these doors.
Are they trying to sneak a taste of your gumbo?
They sneak in a taste, and they paying for it. And that is so beautiful. I've never had anything like this before. This man at this restaurant is unbelievable because he let us use this place. He gave it to us, gave us everything, and all the chicken, all the help, all the wine, everything. And John Fosse did all the gumbos there. It's wonderful.
How long are you from reopening your restaurant, do you think? Do you have any idea?
About a month. I'll be ready about the first part of June.
So are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, that's my life, honey. The kitchen is my life. I could really rise above anything if I had a stove and somewhere to cook.
How hard has it been for you not to be able to cook every day?
It's been hard because, you know, you have to understand how I am. If something hurts me, I can get in that kitchen and I can ease the pain by cooking. I can do that easily, but I have no kitchen, and people help me. I've been in other kitchens and working with them, so it's been great. But being without a kitchen, to me, is just hard.
How did you start serving that fabulous gumbo?
That is, you know, that's...
You pronounce it for me, because I'm sure I messed it up.
Yeah,
tell me, gumbo...
Creole tradition. It really came by way of the islands. You know, in the islands, they serve a dish called callaloo. And then it comes down this way to New Orleans, and we call it gumbo Zerb. It is like a green gumbo. We put all kinds of greens in it.
What kinds of greens? Make my mouth water. Go ahead. You're tempting me. You're hurting me. But go ahead. Tell me. Tell me what's in it.
Greens, mustard greens, kale, beet tops. We do carrot tops in it. We do spinach. We do Swiss chard in it. We do all kinds of greens in it. But the thing is to have uneven numbers. Because
uneven numbers.
Uneven, darling. Mm-hmm. Uneven numbers, bad luck.
Oh.
You have to have 7, 9, or 11 greens in there. So, and we do that, and we think that you will get a new friend for every green we have in a pot. And we always hope you have a rich one in the bunch. So it's a fun dish, and people come from all over the city to get it. And it's really kind of fun doing it. I do that every year at my restaurant. It's an old Creole custom, and I always did it. We do it on Holy Thursday because it has a lot of meat in it. Sausage, ham, veal stew, chicken, has a lot of meat in it because that's our last big meat day before Easter Sunday. See, we can't have meat on Good Friday, and we don't eat meat in the morning on Saturday. So we don't have it until Easter Sunday. So we get our fill on today. We serve in a lot of fried chicken and gumbo Zerb today.
Are you, is it tasting pretty good?
It is. It is wonderful. People are enjoying it. It is just wonderful. And we have so many people in here. People from all over are in here to get this gumbo Zerb.
Now, sometimes when people publish their recipes and you are kind enough to let yours be available, sometimes they leave out an ingredient because they really don't want us to have the real recipe. Now, fess up. Is this the real recipe? If we go and post it up, we're really going to get the real Leah Chase
real thing.
Gumbo.
I don't leave anything out, darling, because, you know, you can give anybody a recipe, and I remember this old black woman. I read an article she wrote when she gave her recipes out. People ask her, well, why do you give these people your recipes? And she said, you know, cooking is like religion.
Oh, honey, thank you so much for joining us. And good luck.
Leah
Chase is the owner and chef at Dookie Chase in New Orleans. She hopes to rebuild the historic restaurant destroyed during Hurricane Katrina. Thank you so much. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington.